Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 17th of January 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. And you can learn more by learning by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now to allow for priority traffic or to let you leave the conference if you don't want to stay for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, my QTH is Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. I think I could turn the volume down a little bit on the comm there. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net, which means that if you have something to say, you give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. This net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's question, thanks to, I had it written down here, Gregory March. I had his call sign here. What is it here? K2GFM suggested, actually he gave three suggestions, but they were all related, so they cover a bit of territory, so I think we'll try to split them up and use them for multiple nets here. But the first one, logically, is how did you find out about SDF? What drew you to SDF? What did you have in mind that SDF would be a solution? So it boils down to how did you get into SDF? So that's what we're going to talk about this week. But of course, if you have something else you want to talk about, that's okay too. But this is just something to get us started, a little seed. What do they call those particles in the sky that cause rain to form? There's a word for it, but I'm forgetting it right now. Anyway, so where am I here? I think I see a couple of call signs on my dashboard here. Not exactly new. I think KB0ROT. I'm pretty sure you've been here before, but it's been a while. So let me just review here by looking at my echo. Let me reset the timer. Okay. By looking at my Echolink dashboard, I can see all the stations that are directly connected to the conference. And let me just say that I saw KD9NDJ pop up there. So I'm going to add him to my list here. But he's probably hearing Reg or the recording giving the little welcome speech there. So I'll mention it again in a minute. Anyway, because we do not have any other Echolink conferences linked to the TechLink conference at this time, it looks like it's all direct connections or none at all. So if we do see the ham conference connect or the NB0X gateway over to DMR land, we will adjust our technique here, but let me just run down the list of stations that I can see. N4RNW, VK6BQQ, W0TTY, KC3LYZ, KB0ROT, and KD9NDJ. All of you guys are on my check-in list here, and very shortly I'll start going down that list and give each one of you a chance to discuss our topic this week, which for KB0NDJ's benefit is, how did you find out about NDJ? What attracted you? How did you find out about SDF? And what attracted you to get, you know, an account on SDF? What did you have in mind to do with it? You know, kind of the initial introduction to SDF for you. So, in case there is some station out there who's listening and has not heard their call sign, I'm going to pause for a moment here to see if there's any other check-ins that need to be added to my list. Right, I wasn't expecting any. So let's start out here with VK6BQQ, Reg.
AD9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, how did we come across you folks? Well, actually, Michael and I discussed the situation. As you probably know, this particular conference was brought out for our Friday night TechNet, our Flying PigNet. And we encourage folks to drop in and have their net on the conference. So basically, that's how we got a hold of your net. So we've been here every week sort of thing just to see how things go for you. But all are welcome. And I see Robert's come aboard over there from New South Wales. But yeah, pleasure to have you on the conference. And thanks to Michael for doing what he does to make things happen. So that's how basically we come up with the SDF net. Back to you, Wayne. Always a pleasure, sir. VK6BQQ.
Well, you know, it occurs to me, I think you're still a holdout. You do not have your own SDF account yet, so I'm kind of waiting for you to do something about that. And yes, as you recall the history there, and I think we're starting the fifth year, I think, of this net. We started the 1st of January, 1988, so the 1st of January, 2022 would have been the fourth, 4 years worth of this net. As I recall, before we settled down on doing the net on the TechLink conference, we used my EchoLink node for two or three nets, and I think we tried one or two other venues to hold the net. So but after about a dozen or so weekly nets, we settled on using the TechLink conference, and has worked well for us ever since. And and yes, we're very grateful to Michael and to you, Reg, for helping us keep our net going on this EchoLink conference. So let's see, next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. Harold here, N4RNW from Southwest Florida. I don't know if I can answer specifically to your exact question, but I can tell you how I found your net. After being on 9229 for several Friday nights listening to Reg, I just would fire up EchoLink and sit on 9229 different nights of the week and see what's going on. And sure enough, I was on one Sunday night. Wayne, you were there with your net, so that's how I found it. I can give you a weather report. We had some very severe tornadoes come through here in Southwest Florida this morning, here in January, and man, there was some damage. Fortunately, it was about 10 miles away from us. No problem here, but Man, this winter weather is funny sometimes. So back to you, Wayne. Good to hear you, and good evening to all and for RNW.
Okay, so I think you do not have an SDF account yet. Is that correct?
That's right. I am no further than just listening and talking on your Sunday night nets.
Okay, and there's no problem with that. As I say in the preamble there, that the net is not limited to SDF members. So, thanks, Harold. Next on my list is KC3LYZ. Robert.
Good evening, guys. This is KC3LYZ, SDF username, Robert R. Bob in Philly. So, I've been using SDF probably since the late 90s when I was first learning Linux. I worked on a bunch of different other Unix systems that had free shell accounts, and some of them died out, so I found out SDF was a good replacement for that. And I've been using that ever since. I found the net shortly after I got my license, but for a year or so, I didn't realize that you guys were starting on Sunday, I guess, with the Eastern time, because I didn't know you were doing the UTC thing with the Monday. Back to net control.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Robert. Next on my list is W0TTY.
Hello to the net. This is Stephen, W0TTY in Seattle. SDF user ID is SMJ. And I think I saw a list of those questions, a very, very long list of questions that went out to the mailing list. I thought that was pretty cool. My answer of how did I get to SDF could have a very long answer, actually. I was trying to think of it, I'm pretty sure that I was reading the Big D bulletin board list, the BBS list, probably posted on the King Arthur BBS or Tarn Knight or Slice of Australia or the Dead Zone. One of those BBSs had the Big D list on, and I pulled it off and went through there and saw SDF1. And it may have been because it said something like online Mecca, and it was that there was an anime special interest. And that's probably what kind of got me into it. I was curious about things like Robotech and Star Blazers or Uchusenkan Yamato, the name of the cartoon, I suppose. Just got involved in that purely for the conversation and the messages and made several friends there and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and met up, and we went skateboarding and things like that and played music. So there was some kind of that. I remember a couple of the users were into a band called the Pixies. I'd never heard of them. Started listening to bands like that and some industrial bands like Throbbing Gristle, Skinny Puppy, and Severed Heads, and all sorts of stuff. So what drew me in is that it was a very interesting and eclectic community. So there's that. Anyways, great question. W0TTY back to net.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. Real quick, do you remember who were the was or were the sysop or sysops at that time?
Well, that would be Charmin. Charmin was the sysop. And I thought Charmin was kind of a cool name. You know, don't squeeze the Charmin for a sysop. And, of course, Charmin is Ted, who became Ixer. And Ixer is still Ted's username on SDF. And Hector, which was Daniel, was on there as well. And yeah, a few other people that are still around to this day, like Corey and Marcus and some other people too.
Okay, cool. That's good that they're still around after so many years here. Thank you, Stephen. Next on my list here is KB0R0ROT. Ken. Oh, now I'm looking at my dashboard and I see that ROT must have dropped out. So, we'll look for him to come back. How about KD9NDJ?
Good evening, AV9FJ, Wayne, and everything else on the net. I see some familiar folks, actually. I know BK2DY from other nets that I've done. I'm assuming the Subcar's net on Echolink for quite a while, and actually it's going on right now. But I heard about SDF.org from you, AB9FJ, Wayne. I had a technical question, and that got somewhat resolved by a use of the COM node on SDF.org's SSH connection. And also, as a side, side bit of enjoyment, the music on Anand's video on SDF.org is fascinating, marvelous, and the aforementioned COM mode is full of fascinating people that keep up a commentary on things. Stuff that's getting played on the radio and, of course, other topics. So it's all been very interesting. But Wayne, you're the founder of the Feast, and I thank you very much. It's the first opportunity I've had to get on this net. And I'll probably alternate with this GuardNet or, sitting around twiddling my thumbs on it. But anyway, it's good to be here. Greetings, everybody. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, well, yeah, it's good to see you in here as well, Ken. And I'm sure we'll have more discussions off the net as well. So, see, next on my list here, speak of the devil here, VK2DY.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in Northwestern Sydney. Or should I give my tagline? VK2DY, Robert in Kelly Mill Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is hidden. There we go. Anyway, it is 27.4 degrees. Sun is shining. Sky is blue. Beautiful day. It's supposed to rain tonight and for the next couple days, but today is a beautiful day. I'm going to get out and do something outdoors here. Maybe take a walk in the park or something. Anyway, other than that, COVID cases have gone through the roof, and we won't even talk about that here in New South Wales anymore. Let's get back to how I got involved with SDF group here. Well, Michael, who hosts the TechLink, was kind enough to give my conference, Ham Conference, a start. He hosted it for, I forget, a year, maybe a little longer. While we were getting our conference going and organized and things like that. So TechLink and Handicam were both were part of three sites that were sort of interlinked on Michael's system. And I just happened to get connected because of that connection. And of course, Reg I've known for a long time, and Reg has long been a connected with our ham. We're pleased that he connects so that we connect to his net with our ham conference. So, it's all part of the interconnectedness, I think, of the of the world here. I've been a Unix user for a long time. In fact, I probably, my academic education back in the 70s was on a Unix-based computer. So I go way back with Unix. But there's so many sources of Unix. I mean, Raspberry Pis, old PCs, anything you want, you can put a Unix on them. And so I have not ventured over to your SDF system to check it out. But maybe I will. Maybe I will create a user ID just to have one. That's pretty much it. VK2DY. Back to Ned.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And, just to give you a little bit more motivation to go ahead and get yourself an account, you can get, like, VK2DY at sdf.org as an email address. So you probably already have enough email addresses, but this would be a nice extra one to have. It's nice and short and easy to remember, easy to type, and so on. You can have a website based on your call sign, and you can, you know, hang out with us in comm. There's just so many different things that you can do on SDF. And I should probably give my history here. Like you, I started with Unix in the 70s and spent my IT career doing Unix programming, retired in this century, and I was kind of slow to get into having a personal computer at home because I had a Unix system at work that I could access from home, and so I could do all my personal computing on the work computer. So I didn't really have to go out and spend a lot of money on a computer at home. So I didn't buy a computer at home until I think it was 1987, 85, somewhere in there when the Amiga came out. The Amiga offered something that my Unix host could not. So that was the thing that tipped me over there. But for all these years, you know, all the personal computing things that people are used to, you know, like the word processing and the spreadsheets and all those kinds of things, I just learned to do those on Unix. And I didn't really need a computer at home to do them. So the nice thing about relying on the work computer is that somebody else took care of doing things like backups and updates and maintenance and, you know, calling somebody to come in and fix things when they broke. So I got kind of spoiled by that, and I didn't really want to run, you know, Unix or Linux on a machine at home and then have to be totally responsible for it. So let me reset the timer. Turns out that a friend of mine here in town, he's an IT professional at the university here, same place where I work, and he set up kind of a mom and pop ISP web hosting. I think there's probably another word in there, but kind of a side business to go along with his IT work on campus. And I think that there was always the hope that it would blossom into a nice revenue source. But instead, what happened is I think his career blossomed, and he didn't have a whole lot of time really to devote to his second job, so to speak. Anyway, I was one of his customers for his ISP. So that even when I retired from my regular day job, I still had someone who was giving me Unix services with backups and updates and all those kinds of things, so I could just kind of coast along and do as I'd always done. But because I was a little concerned that one day he might decide that, you know, this ISP side business is not carrying its weight and he want to close it down, then I would be left looking for a new home. So I started looking for a shell account somewhere else. And that's how I found SDF. And it's really a shame that I didn't find it sooner. I really would have found a home there in the early 90s, I'm sure. So anyway, that's my long story. So I'm sorry I've bored you with all of that. But at this point, let me check and see if any new call signs have popped up on the dashboard. Nope, I don't see any. So what did Steven say there? My vision. I'm due for cataract surgery in a couple of months, folks. Okay, great story. Thank you, Steven. So I don't see any new call signs on the dashboard, so I'll ask if anyone has a recheck or any additional comments that they will want to say now.
AB9FJ, VK60QQ. Well, I'll just put a plug in for Arnett, if I may.
That's fine, Reg. Go ahead.
Yeah, for the users out here, there's quite a few of them, actually. We have a net Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We do time travel. Saturday morning, 9 o'clock till, we go back to Friday night at 8 o'clock. We can be found on QRZ.com under my call, VK60QQ. And if you feel you can do that Friday night, pop in. It's called the Friday Night TechNet. For the first hour, we swing right over into the Flying Pignet that the aviation folks alike. So right now we're working on a project to commemorate the sortie of the Lancaster bomber, which was quite an aircraft during the Second World War. So we're remembering the past, present, and the future of that. That'll take place for the whole month of March. So far, we've got the RAF in the UK involved. We've got the RAAF and the folks here in Australia. And we've got the RCAF and the Commemorative Canadian Warplane Heritage involved in this. So it'll be a month-long issue, and information can be found. We have special event call signs for the UK and for Australia and Canada. So we'll be having a special event for the whole month of March. But anyway, it'll be on this very network. Thanks, Wayne. And hope to see some new call signs on the net Friday night. Back to net. VK60QQ, Red Deer in Jandakot, West Australia.
Okay, that's cool, Reg. I have to listen for some of that there. I've been watching some more about those dam busters, and I think those were Lancaster bombers, right? So neat stuff. Let's see, VK2DY, what are you saying there in the chat? He has to go back to the ham conference. Okay, bye, Robert. Let's see, no new call signs popped up. Any other rechecks or comments? Okay, I think that means it's probably time to wrap things up here. Let's see, where am I here? The obligatory request for volunteers to be net control. Also, if there's anyone here who is not subscribed to the mailing list, go to our website, sdfarc.org, and you'll find instructions on how to subscribe. So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club at 0031 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can join our AfterNet in the, I think the DMR talk group number 31650 is still alive, but there may not be anyone there. Or you can join us in COM in the Anon Radio room. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.
9FJ, VK60QQ. Well, if you've been looking at the dam busters and reviewing some of the filming and what have you, yes, those were the four-engine Lancaster bombers specifically designed for that sort of a deal.
Yes. Let me stop the recording here. Hold on.
Archer, bloodshot or weary eyes. You wouldn't hear me coming. Lost your senses a long time ago. Your veins battered and bruised.